The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Curtis Houck, it's so good to have you here today, especially on this day. We have a lot in common, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you with some kindred spirits.
So as we've got the little... Dan, what's the music reference? He was trying to tell me what...
No, I'm sorry. That was from last hour, Dawn, or segment. Yeah, we were talking about Ibiza. So I just want to get some continued Spanish vibes.
I thought maybe
great
you liked...
Great to have Curtis on the show.
Curtis, yeah. I thought you liked a little Spanish guitar.
Well, he might. He might be a big fan of flamenco. All right. We don't know that, yeah. Curtis, like flamenco?
I don't mind it. yeah.
Now, every time you come on, you're getting flamenco, Curtis.
So I know you have a lot to say about the media as far as the coverage or lack thereof, bias by omission, media malpractice. So I'll start with, this morning as I look up and monitor, I'm sure you do this every day too, what they're covering, what they're not. There's not a lot that I'm seeing about finances, what Liberation Day as far as the tariffs and freeing up energy and drill, baby, drill, what that could mean for us in a hopeful way. What I see this morning is more about Senator Cory Booker's alleged, and I love that you called it alleged filibuster. You had me at alleged filibuster. So that and Wisconsin. So take me through what you see here this morning.
Yeah. Let's start with Mr. Spartacus here. Yes, it's important to point out it was not an actual filibuster because he was not holding anything up. It was not a filibuster in protest of anything. He was literally just holding the floor open so that he could talk, and have his little moment. NBC News last night, Lester Holt went full, Mr. Booker goes to Washington. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? this guy is such a political animal, folks, just outside of this market here in northern New Jersey. They know all about him. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of listeners have to have him now as a senator and have for a while now. And he's one of these folks. He, cosplays as Barack Obama. I'm above it all. And, I'm going to try to sound like I'm some sort of minister of truth, minister of the people. And he's just as partisan as everyone else. Scott Jennings made such a great point on CNN last night. He said he talked about how Donald Trump is immoral and the Republican agenda is immoral. So you could reasonably take that to the conclusion that he believes at least half the country is immoral.
Yes.
Well, we're talking tens of millions of Americans. Probably, you just take the Trump votes, that's almost 80 million people are immoral. That's not a very nice thing to say. That's not very unifying to say about half the country. And then in Wisconsin, I just love the coverage of how they say, some dark money is better than others. I think that's the moral of this story. Some networks, ABC, NBC, they didn't talk about George Soros or the Pritzkers at all. Mm-hmm. And on CBS, they say, yeah, he is spending money. But as Judge Crawford said, I know where that money's going.
Yes.
And so therefore it's okay.
Yeah, I love it. Does everybody hear? Because I can't all morning I was saying, just so you know, on our morning show, I co-host that and I was saying, it's not a filibuster. It's not. But I love that you said alleged filibuster. So you had me at that one. Curtis Houck, Newsbusters, a man after my own heart, Penn State grad. And are you originally from Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm a grad of Manheim Township. A lot of my friends, in case they may be listening, I've got friends all over the area. My aunt and uncle live in Chester Springs, so absolutely.
And so did you have an opinion? One thing that made big news here was that Lancaster County election that did make national news. And this is your home territory. What do you make of that?
Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell folks that, yes, as much as the liberal media may try, this was not a harbinger, canary in the coal mine, warning sign of things to come. I talked to my parents, my in-laws, my aunts, uncles, everybody who still lives back there, hope to get out of the swamp one day and live there. My wife is also from there too. And this was an issue of just turnout. There was very little publicity. done by the Republican candidate. The Republican candidate, Josh Parsons, he's been around in local politics for a long time. Unfortunately, he's poisoned the well. About a year ago, he tried to throw out a number of precinct captains in Lancaster County. Okay. And when you're going after committee members, you're going after precinct captains, you're poisoning the well, you're trying to bully your way through, whereas the Democrat in this race, you know, thought they had nothing to lose, was very, my brother was telling me the other day, it was very simple, just kind of, hey, we're just letting you know there's an election coming up. In special elections, you have to spend so much money on just a public awareness that this was taking place. And I just feel like that didn't happen. So you add all those things together, and it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the unpopularity of Doge or Donald Trump, or yes, Lancaster County is not as red as it used to be when I was born in 1991, but it's not, you know, going blue, you know, anytime soon, especially considering this district, yes, includes parts of suburban areas like Manheim Township, but it includes a lot of more rural wooded areas in northern Lancaster County. So slow down, everybody.
And would you say the same about, because I know that I'm looking still that, although CNN, I just looked up, they are, their headline is world bracing. The world is bracing.
The world's bracing. Hulk.
Yeah. The world is bracing for Trump's sweeping.
We're bracing for the poor outside, you know, like, oh my gosh.
Chicken Little. But earlier they were, you know, bracing for the Wisconsin. It was a big, they were all doing high fives because of the Wisconsin election, where they hold the liberal majority for their state Supreme Court. Now it's this one. So what do you see in your, you know, and people can follow you at Newsbusters or at Curtis Houck, but what do you see when you look at the media today, how they are leading up to Trump's 4 p.m. announcement?
It's all doom and gloom. I am glad you brought up the part about energy. We have kind of need to really see the fruits of that fruition. Yes, there's been a lot of announcements about public investments, and that's all great, but we all know factories take a long time to be built, warehouses take a long time to be built. But one thing that can happen more quickly is permits for energy. You know, there's companies that are ready to go, and that's something that could offset a lot of these tariffs. That really do seem like, and depending on what you're talking about, particularly cars, could be damaging in the short term. But, you know, if any energy costs can be brought down, it may all work itself out. Or Trump floating the idea of taking interest off of car loans. That's something else that's a possibility. But right now, we're just kind of in a wait and see, as Donald Trump always likes to do, keep us on our toes.
Yes, it's so true. I saw that one of the things that you had put out within the last hour, Curtis Houck, if people want to follow you on social media as I do, and in this one you pushed out that this one teenager was accepted to Stanford after writing hashtag Black Lives Matter 100 times on his application. There's a lot this morning about all there were some moms this morning I saw, and just talking about how unfair it is and why different individuals are being accepted to so-called Ivy League schools.
Yeah, I mean, this is just so pathetic. I mean, Tim Walz, his kid, there's just a continued sense of entitlement. And I think, as the tweet that I reposted noted, you know, this is a disease that while they are on their back foot, they're not going to give up. And just because we beat them at the ballot box in November doesn't mean that they're going to stop. And so I think that's why, just because Donald Trump isn't on the ballot, folks, you got to keep your eye on the ball. You got to keep your head in the game. Like it or not, voting is a every year thing, and fighting in our culture, in our communities, in our schools, in our own households is a daily choice.
Mm-hmm. Well put. You know, your pinned tweet on X is talking about, I know you're a big advocate, Curtis Houck, for mental health and speaking out about your faith, but also the importance of, when you say pay attention to the mental health of not only, you know, yourself, but of those around us. You know, and people can look on your social media feed, it's really touching on there. But as far as mental health goes, I'm the, just so you know, the mom of two teenage sons, and especially after the lockdowns that happened, as you know, you're from Pennsylvania, we had among the strictest, especially here in Philadelphia, shutdowns, kids banned from school and impacted for three full school years and losing all that time that you can't get back. And so the mental health crisis, especially in young people, especially in young men, we're seeing that come to fruition. But what do you want people to know about your journey with mental health?
Yeah, well, I encourage folks to read it. Yeah. I appreciate you bringing it up. It really matters to me. What I went through when I discussed my twin thread, pinned thread, will have been 10 years later this spring. And it still kind of takes my breath away to think about it, how close I was to losing my life to suicide. And so I just tell people, check in on your strong friends, and we do really have a loneliness epidemic that, even though we're not in the throes of lockdowns anymore, I think it continues just because of the role social media plays, mm-hmm. The way we treat each other, the levels of social isolation. Coming up in a few weeks, I'll do an interview with Carol Markowitz, a great writer at the New York Post, and I talked about how one of my biggest fears, and I think a lot of people will admit to this, is dying alone. And I think one of my strongest, I have a loving wife and great coworkers and everything, but I think the biggest fear is not having real friends. I think a lot of us in politics especially struggle with that because mm-hmm. we know a lot of people.
Yeah.
But how many people do we actually like know and are close with
mm-hmm.
and that we could call when we need something? And that's something that I struggle with. But if I have a story I need to pitch, you know, I got like 20 people I can send a story to and done no problem. But it's that personal relationship. Yeah. You know, whether you're in sales or politics or there's any number of professions where it kind of is like a transactional relationship where you just know a lot of people. But how many of them can you say are actually your friends? And that's always a daily battle for me. So I just encourage folks to kind of get involved and always check in on your close mm-hmm. friends. And I think it's difficult for men, too. My wife yeah. is very good about that. She's still in touch with her friends from high school. But for men in particular, I think it's really important to stay in touch with your close friends and even just presence. I think that's the last thing I'll just say, presence, to listen. I think because too many people 10 years ago said the wrong thing to me, that you'll just get over it. And it's a battle.
And I will say this, that there's a point in life where sometimes a crisis happens. For me, it was a family member, and you find out who your friends are. So I was kind of the opposite. I thought everybody was my friend. As a biggity big television news anchor and at the top of the mountain. And then, boy, when something bad happens, maybe to somebody close to you, you find out who your friends are. I imagine Trump, in on a bigger level, can probably say that. You find out who your friends are. But for you...
Yeah,
go ahead.
No. The only thing I was just going to say is I think Susie Wiles discussed that part about the president, how mm-hmm. he's changed on Saturday when she said that if he won't admit it, I will, that basically what happened to him in 2020 and the two assassination attempts and all the lawfare has made him a better president than he would have been if all those things didn't happen to him.
So is somebody like Trump, who just refused to tap out, who refused to say, okay, that was a KO, I'm going to go live in my great, you know, billionaire life in Mar-a-Lago. I have a beautiful wife, beautiful family. Is somebody like Trump, who, you know, an inspiration, do you think, to especially young men who I think have been beaten down by social media, by the media? And do you find inspiration in that? The fact that he's just saying, nope, I'm unstoppable. And as long as I have the support of people, I'm going to keep on going.
I think J.D. Vance is even a closer mm-hmm. example, okay. considering the way he started his life. You know, people are very familiar, even outside of politics, about a story with Hillbilly Elegy
mm-hmm.
and where he grew up in the circumstances of his life, that addiction, mental health struggles as well, too, obviously, clearly in his family, those kinds of things. And to see that he rose from nothing to the vice presidency, you know, his story reminds me, from coming out of Ohio, of so many small towns in our great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that places that feel hopeless and hollowed out. And people always were talking about getting out, even in Lancaster. I remember friends in high school say, oh, it's so boring. I need to get out of here and do something with my life. But it's like, you need to realize where you are, to know where you want to go. And it's just, I just encourage folks to kind of look to those examples, have faith, and realize that our Lord is with us in the boat. I discussed that in my pin thread about the sermon that really saved my life. And we celebrated the life of my pastor's, my now retired pastor's wife this past weekend. And that was one of the things that came back to me, about you. We all need that foundation. We all need people to pick us up even when we're down. And, it's never too late to kind of build a new foundation and find those mentors in our lives, because hopefully one day you can be that for somebody else.
What a beautiful message. Curtis Houck, I hope you come back. I love your whole message, and thank you so much. And thanks for that's not easy to share everything you've shared so publicly, and no doubt you're an inspiration to so many. So, Curtis, thanks a million.
Always a pleasure. Hope to do it again soon.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.